Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Halloween weekend edition of the Captain's Third Watch, Captain America's Third Watch. Now, by the way, I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, let's not forget that a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thank you so very much for keeping America rolling along, but especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Thank you so very much. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. That's G-E-T-T-R. We're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And if you can't hear the radio show anywhere else, you can hear it right there, streaming live on thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, let's go over to the telephone line, and we've got the one, the only, the formidable professor of politics, Kyle Warren, out in California.
Good morning. Happy weekend, everybody.
Well, they're not going to be out there very long because it's raining and it's 67 degrees and there they go. We're out just long enough to make noise.
That's right.
All right. Are you ready? Are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we're going to start out with Virginia tonight. That's the big topic where we're going to go to begin with, because everything that could have gone wrong for Terry McAuliffe yesterday went wrong, including that little debacle with what was supposed to be white racist, white supremacists standing there. A group of men was the way it was described in one television report. What they forgot to mention anybody was that one of the men was a woman, and there was a black man there standing there holding tiki torches. I mean, good God, what a bunch of dopes. And then one of the reporters recognized two of the people in there and said, hey, these are young Democrats. And wouldn't you know, within a minute or two of when this report was put out there, Terry McAuliffe's people pounced on this and started going, oh, this is terrible. Oh, you should withdraw from the campaign. You unite the right is racist and this, that, and the other and all that stuff. I mean, good God.
You know, this is one of the most ridiculous stunts,
appalling,
yeah, that we've ever really seen. And obviously, especially if McAuliffe tried to pounce on it so quickly, yeah, this is just a real failed attempt. But it tells me one thing, Captain. It tells me that people are getting desperate. They believe that McAuliffe is on his way to not winning this,
basically. Right.
And so they're going to resort to any of these kinds of ridiculous tactics. It's a really telling thing.
Well, what's really noticeable right now is the shift in the poll where Terry McAuliffe was ahead by 33 points in September in a Washington Post poll. Now, the new Washington Post poll that's out shows that the number one issue is education, and that the governor's race is being edged out, or is it edging up, being edged out by education instead of the economy. McAuliffe was counting on the economy to be the problem, and he was going to be the savior. But guess what? Now, the Washington Post has Youngkin up by 9 points. That means he's done a 42-point turnaround.
This is really significant. And, yes, the issue about education, I think, is front and center. It's not just front and center in Virginia, but all eyes are on Virginia watching this. Yes.
Now, the one particular subject, when asked about it in the Washington Post poll, was where is the most noticeable shift in the poll? The question was education, who was better? Was it McAuliffe or was it Youngkin? It was Youngkin with a 12-point advantage over McAuliffe because of the comments that McAuliffe made that have come back to bite him squarely in the butt.
Well, exactly right. And certainly what parents are wanting with the education of their children is to make sure that they are ready to go out into the world, that they understand things, that they learn what they need to learn. And traditionally, Captain, we've all had a pretty good understanding of what that means. Now you've got people coming in literally trying to blow that to smithereens.
Well, this deal with the bus and these guys who were standing there, they were men, and the report from a reporter by the name of Elizabeth Holmes says, these men approached Glenn Youngkin's bus as it pulled on, saying what's pulled up. It sounded like saying, we're all in for Glenn. Here they are standing in front of the bus as this campaign event started with tiki torches and Make America Great hats.
Right. Well, they may be saying we're all in it for Glenn. Of course, they were, it's a big put on. But we might have something to say to them, too. And it sounds a lot like let's go, Brandon.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go, Brandon. Fake, phony, right. Liars. And then again, more evidence that the Hispanic voters have turned on the Democratic Party, number one, and Terry McAuliffe, number two. He is just going further and further in the tank right now. His campaign is, and by the way, the election is Tuesday, Kyle.
That's exactly right. And I think that's another reason why we've seen the McAuliffe campaign hire the lawyers they're hiring in order, because they think they're going to battle out some kind of, hey, they stole the election from us kind of thing.
Well, if he gets beat by more than 5 points, it depends. If he gets beat by 10 points, which sounds like as if that's a remote possibility, then you'll probably see the lawyers going, wait a minute, there's votes that shouldn't be counted. The I's weren't dotted, the T's weren't crossed. Anyway, hold that thought. Caller, you hang on. You'll be next when we come back here. And, folks, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce. It's the weekend edition where we have a bunch more stations than we have during the week, because this is the original show that started it all 21 years ago. And by the way, we're fixing to come up on our 22nd anniversary here in another month. I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Take it away. Captain.
Alrighty, we will take it away. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow, MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell and Company. And let me tell you something, folks. I had a conversation yesterday with some of my friends that were trying to figure out what to buy for Christmas because they were striking out with some of the things they wanted because they weren't in stock. Gee, must be on a container ship, you think? So I told him, I says, go over and check out my pillow and see what you think about some of the stuff that's there. And one of the people called me back about 10 minutes later and said, this is a gold mine. We're going to buy a whole bunch of stuff. I said, well, there you go. And it is. It is. Go look at MyPillow.com. Take a look at all the stuff they've got on the homepage. And when you see that, you're going to see some great things, some great specials. You're going to see with promo code, the price is so-and-so and such, you're going to save a lot of money. But that ain't nothing compared to what happens when you open up the link for the Radio Listener Specials page. On that page, you'll find 24 or more items that'll be marked down even lower than what's on the homepage, if that's possible. And you'll be able to save a lot of money there, too. Again, the promo code is CAPTAIN. Or whatever you want to buy. The promo code is CAPTAIN. Very simple. Now, if you don't like working on the internet and giving them your information, then you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Talk to a live person. Give them your order. And they'll answer any questions that you have, too. So, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Phone number 800-641-5459, and you'll have a very Merry Christmas, too. I'll guarantee that one. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Before we go to the caller, just want to get something out there because this kind of came in late in the day yesterday. Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger, one of the 10 Republicans that voted to impeach Donald Trump, announced he will not seek office in 2022 after 12 years in office because he's been gerrymandered out of his district into a solid Democrat district. And for that, the Democrats said, thank you.
Well, that's right. Well, it appears, though, Captain, the congressman is also saying he's not going to run for re-election because he can't wage a broader war for the future of the Republican Party at the same time while trying to run for re-election, or words to that effect.
You know what that means?
Yeah, what does that mean?
No campaign contributions.
No. Exactly.
That's what it means.
Well, yeah, things aren't looking good, obviously, for the congressman.
Right. All right, let's go to the telephone lines, and we've got Mike in Clearwater. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. I'm going to run through a few different things. Number one, I ordered a cell phone from a major box retailer about a month, maybe five, almost 6 weeks ago. The order was auto-canceled after about, 6 weeks because they couldn't get it to me. So, what a difference a year makes, right? Usually when you go to order a cell phone, you got it within 2 or 3 days.
They've usually got them in the store.
I want to thank Mr. Biden for that. The second thing, and I know you talked about it last night, this payment that they want to make to the poor families whose children were separated under the $450,000. I mean, are you kidding me? Are these people out of their minds? You know, that money can be used to help homeless people. That money can be used to put food on the table for people. But don't even get me started on that. But the last thing, the thing that really infuriated me, and speaking of, getting these clowns off of these school boards, is I saw a story where a school board member took these elementary kids on a field trip to, of all places, a gay bar.
Yeah, that was Fort Lauderdale.
Now, children and a gay bar is definitely not appropriate under any circumstances when you're dealing with elementary school kids. So I hope that come Tuesday, when it's time to vote for local school board, we need to toss these clowns out. They're corrupting our kids. They're not only indoctrinating them, but they're corrupting them. So what do you think, Kyle? Thank you so much.
All right. Well, let's start with the school board. The teacher, that wasn't the board, it was a teacher. But the school board went along with it. They said it was okay because of what the teacher said that had been done. First of all, they said they had permissions from all the parents to take the elementary kids to the school, to the gay bar. No, they did not. Some of the parents said, wait a minute, we didn't sign anything. What do you mean we signed a permission slip? So they obviously forged the signatures on some of that. That's number one. Number two, children underage going into any bar, I have a problem with.
Well, sure, yeah, that's what we were talking about. Exactly right. You don't go on field trips to bars. Normally, you might go, to the beach to look at the tide pools
or the Coca-Cola plant or the Pepsi plant, but not a bar.
Yeah, you might go learn. Hey, here's how they make such and such or whatever. And usually, it's supposed to be kind of edifying.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, and I'll lay one other one out on you. It's illegal for anyone below the age of 18 or 21, depending on the state that you're in, to be in a bar to begin with. So they violated the law by putting the kids in there.
Yeah. Usually have a big sign over the door that says something like that. But what Mike was talking about in terms of the corruption, well, we're seeing it all across the board. We're seeing it with sexually explicit course materials, things of this nature. And again, this is one of the reasons, Captain, why I think they don't want parents to really be involved to understand what it is that their kids are being taught or told about, and as a parent, you have to be really on your game because you don't know what somebody's going to say to them at school under the color of being, I'm the teacher.
Well, here's one for you, and it may be going on out there by you, but the parents need to pay attention to the junior high and perhaps freshman and sophomore level high school. The sex education courses that they have, or whatever they call them, we used to call them health classes, although with us it was a health class. It wasn't watching what they're doing now. They're showing them porno films.
You know, Captain, again, kids, we've come way, way, way too far on this stuff. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, if I was a parent, I'd be livid.
Well, of course.
I'm a parent, but my kid's just not at school. He's a Marine.
Well, that's right. But again, you know, even parents of older kids, they totally can relate to this because they know exactly the kinds of questions they might have gotten.
Yeah.
Somebody at school said this today, Dad. Yeah. What do you, you know, what's going on here?
Now, let's talk about the $450,000 for families separated at the border under the Trump administration. That's what this is all about. It's got nothing to do with kids. It's got to do with adults. The mother and the father. So if the mother and the father were separated and one or the other had to go back across the border, they're talking about giving them $450,000 for that inconvenience and that pain and that suffering that they had for not being able to be with their family. Well, you know, some of it might be true, but a lot of it isn't. But Donald Trump chimed in yesterday and he says this isn't even believable that the Biden administration is considering giving him this kind of money. It's political suicide for the Dems. And you know something? It is. If they pass this, if they thought they were going to get hosed in the election in 2022, they're going to get destroyed.
Well, I think you're right. I think that when they actually make the campaign commercial for you, that's pretty bad, you know.
Yeah.
But again, a lot of these children that came to the border, they didn't know who their parents were. They didn't know if they were being it was a put-up job to bring kids across the border.
Now, let me explain something else here, because there's an element, two elements of the population that are really livid over this, and I heard plenty of it yesterday from both sides. Number one is the military and the military families. What do you get if you die in combat?
Well, I believe
or die in the military.
Well, yeah, I believe you get there's a $400,000 insurance policy.
No. $100,000.
Okay.
You get killed in combat, it's $100,000. Period. So we're going to give somebody that's alive $450,000 because they got separated on the border? Don't think so. That group of people I was talking to yesterday at Mission Barbecue were just absolutely fit to be tied. Okay, that's number one. Number two, what's the size of the average death policy across the country for, say, someone that's in their 60s or 70s?
I don't know. What is it?
Just enough to bury you, $10,000 to $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not going over good with that population. And, oh, by the way, that group of the population is the group that votes 90% or more.
Well, sure.
So this, again, and I agree with Donald Trump, this is political suicide for the Dems. So go ahead and do it. If you want to do it, go ahead and do it, because it will destroy you. You will lose seats like you haven't even begun to think about.
That's exactly right.
All right, hold that thought. We're going to break, and folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. For all you folks that are out there listening to us on the weekend, I hope you're having a great time, and I hope the weather's cooperating with you. Richard DeMarine up there, 58 degrees, clear skies in Oregon, where he's at, finally quit raining. And it's raining in my backyard. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The FDA has authorized the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine for children ages 5 to 11. They said it was 90.7% effective. A CDC advisory committee is expected to decide on Tuesday whether to give the final okay, which would clear the way for more than 28 million children to begin receiving the vaccine as soon as next Wednesday. Police in Northern Virginia are beefing up their forces over the weekend. They're trying to secure some large public spaces. Fairfax County Police Chief Kevin Davis says a credible threat of violence from the Islamic State has many people worried.
Information speaks to concerns at places like shopping malls and shopping centers. And because we have so many here in the county and the region has so many, I think a lot of folks in the law enforcement community are taking this information seriously.
This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. I will do that. This portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, yesterday I helped out one of my friends with some Relief Factor because they were having just general pains to begin with. Did a lot of riding on a motorcycle, and of course that'll do you in when you're doing long distances because of the way that you're positioned on a motorcycle. It's not just like, you know, you're moving, you're sitting there and your back is getting jolted and your legs are getting jolted and all that sort of stuff. So he's got some Relief Factor. He started on it yesterday. I told him, you know, take one right away, take another one here in about 4, 5, 6 hours, and if you need to take a third one, take it around midnight if you're still up. So there you go. But the fact of the matter is what is good about this, really good about it, is that the combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation and swelling, which is the problem that I have with my left leg, ankle, and foot, and sometimes it goes right on up to my knee and my hip. Now, this also will lower or eliminate pain associated with the problems that you've got by going straight to the source of the pain, which is also good, and it might even help with more than one area. Say you got a pain in your leg and the leg's attached to the knee, to the hip, to the back. It might take care of all of it because it's done that for me numerous times. Best part?
100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. So, to find out more, go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. relieffactor.com/captain. Try the 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95. You'll know by the end of the third week whether or not that's going to work for you. And this has helped out tens of thousands of people. And believe me, there's not a day doesn't go by I don't get a call or an email or something from somebody saying thank you for telling them about Relief Factor. relieffactor.com/captain. You'll be glad you did. All natural, and it'll help you out. And Kyle, all you have to do is lose pain, right there, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
All right, now back to the drawing board. AOC, the gift that keeps on giving, right?
Absolutely, yes.
She says Joe Biden should cancel the student debt after your spending bill cuts. He doesn't need Manchin's permission on any of that stuff. There's the dig.
Well, there's the dig. And, you know, Captain, sometimes I wish we could go back to the old newsreels where they would say something like, you know, in a massive act of desperation, AOC asks for all the debt to be canceled by the president, you know, that kind of thing. Because it is an act of desperation. They know that this whole bill, a lot of this stuff is just crashing and burning. And she's trying to get something that she can say, look what I got for you. Now, by the way, she's not asking for, look, people took out loans to go to school. Maybe we could help them refinance with a lower rate,
yeah.
Or maybe we could do this. But no, it's just cancel it.
Here's the problem with AOC. You know what it is?
What's that?
As we previously reported, the writing's been on the wall for the Democrats because of AOC and the squad and the stuff that they've been doing for some time now. Now, President Joe Biden's approval rating is approaching basement levels, free-falling after the Afghanistan debacle, and the Democratic-controlled Congress approval ratings are even lower than Joe Biden's approval ratings, if that's possible, but they are.
Well, right. Well, but what she's asking for is a commercial for socialism, basically. She wants to be able to tout how wonderful it is when the government steps up and just pays all this money out and so forth. Again, it sort of ruins the principle. You know, everybody that I know, Captain, has had to take out a loan and they have to repay it in some way, shape, or form. Sometimes they can't, but they have to find a way. They get a job and they do all this kind of stuff. And I'm not trying to be harsh, not at all. I'm trying to say that what AOC is talking about is, you know, ruining the very principles by which, you know, our society is built, to put it mildly. But there were some cases where the Biden has already canceled because somebody was defrauded by a for-profit school, for example, this kind of thing. So, but in the broader sense, what she's calling for is just a commercial for socialism.
Well, I want you to listen to something, and this pertains to AOC and her ilk. Earlier this week, the Gallup poll released numbers from a new poll that showed devastating declines in the support for Congress from the Democrats. Now, the Democrats are doing this. Support that went from 55% in September to 33% in October. Democrats were saying this about their own people in Congress. To repeat, that was a 22% drop amongst Democrats for the Democratic-controlled Congress. They are in trouble.
Well, they really are, and because they didn't vote for what they're seeing happening in front of their eyes. And this is having a real effect down ticket, as it were. And, you know, from what Biden is doing, there's another poll out there right now, Rasmussen poll, 57% of the people think the economy is worse now under Biden, obviously.
Sure.
But this is permeating now. Mm-hmm. And Democrats, they look at this and they say, this isn't even the party that I'm supposed to be a member of. Mm-hmm.
Now, just when you thought it couldn't get any worse for the Democrats, an aide for the McAuliffe campaign yesterday admitted to the media that the McAuliffe campaign did try to kill the story exposing the campaign's controversial hire.
Yes, and again, this is really, really big time stuff. Remember the last time that somebody tried to kill a story? Wasn't that about Hunter Biden?
Yes.
Yes, exactly. So here we go. It's the land of dirty tricks. It's the land of we're going to get this story killed. We're going to do this. And people have had enough of it. You know why? Because they're not messing around anymore, because they see what's happening to gas prices, inflation. They can't get products. It's all said and all. In fact, Captain, I drove down part of the coast today up near Seal Beach, California. I looked out, and it is an ocean, no pun intended, an ocean of container ships.
Sure.
They look like big buildings out on the ocean.
Yep.
And they're everywhere.
Yep. Now, there was a search warrant yesterday that revealed new details about who had contact with the gun involved in the deadly Alec Baldwin Rust movie set shooting.
Well, that's right. Now, they've had a third search warrant that went out, and they've figured out now that at least four people had contact with the gun that eventually was used by Alec Baldwin. They also know now, we're getting a clearer picture, that even though the guns themselves, the firearms, might have been locked up in a prop truck during lunch, there was still ammunition that was left unsecured on a cart right outside the little church set, as we understand, that we've seen the footage of.
Live ammunition, and we know what they were doing. During their breaks, they were taking the guns out in the desert and shooting them.
And shooting them.
Not just that gun, but there's three other guns that are involved in this.
That's right, and I think the sheriff had said that one of the initial statements that was made, though, no, there's no live ammunition around here. That was a, quote, inaccurate statement, to say the least, right? And so I think the more and more that we're going to learn about this, the lackadaisical way that they handled all this, it contributed, it began this series of events that somebody lost their life because of.
Yeah, now wait till you hear this one. Here's a little add-on to the story we talked about early in Virginia. A group called the Lincoln Project in Virginia admits to dressing up like fake Youngkin backers in racist garb.
That's right, yeah. And boy, they're falling pretty far now, you know, the Lincoln Project thing. But of course, yeah, this is, again, it's the sign that, uh-oh, their internal polling, I'm sure, Captain, from the McAuliffe campaign, the Democrat Party, what have you, is showing that they're in desperate trouble. And they understand that the policies that McAuliffe is talking about is not what people want to hear anymore. And Glenn Youngkin, and I'll tell you this, too. Glenn Youngkin seems to come across, he seems to be pretty genuine. McAuliffe seems to be trying to sell you something. It's that kind of difference, you know.
Now, here's something that the Democrats won't want to hear, but in the great state of Iowa, where Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds yesterday signed into law a bill that allows Iowa workers to seek medical and religious exemptions from the COVID-19 vaccine mandates and guarantees that those who are fired for refusing a vaccine will qualify for unemployment benefits.
Yeah, and again, you know, some of these religious objections, I think, have to do with, like, the inclusion of stem cells and things like that that people might have a real a response to. And so in this country, Captain, we're not supposed to step on people's, you know, seriously held religious beliefs, and this is one step in that direction, a good one.
Well, over in where they have the aliens and the space program and whatnot, Los Alamos, New Mexico, the National Laboratory there, they are, the people working there say that they've been victims of religious discrimination, and they're refusing to take the COVID-19 shot, and they are suing the federal government over it. This is all getting interesting.
Yep.
Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a weekend edition show, so we'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a man guarding his home around the clock. Because he has 24/7 professional monitoring from Simply Safe Home Security. With 24/7 professional monitoring, Simply Safe keeps watch night and day. If there's trouble, Simply Safe alerts him and will dispatch emergency help when needed. Get free shipping with the order of a new system at simplysafe.com today.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Thank you very much, Kathy Curtis, for doing that for us. And this portion of the program is called the Trucker's Highway and Byway Report, where we tell you about the roads, where the drivers are going to be, what it's going to be like for conditions, weather-wise and whatnot, and if there's any big stories that we need to tell you about involving the transportation routes. But right now, I need to tell you that it's brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. That's Pilot and Flying J. Go over there, check it out. If you're not a member of the Drivers Club, become one. And by the way, if you're an RVer, you can become a member of the RV Club, too. We'll tell you all about that right after we get done playing this here music and telling you about the weather. All right, I'm going back to 1964, and here they are, the Fab Four.
Just let me hear some of that rock. Against modern jazz, unless you try to play it too darn fast, I lose the beauty of the melody.
1964, Kyle, and that was the original. That song was originally done by who?
Chuck Berry wrote the song. I know.
You betcha.
Yeah. Yeah.
You betcha. Mm-hmm.
And that was John Lennon singing that.
Yep. And the Fab Four. As a matter of fact, that little video that came along with it was on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Yeah, and it sounded good then, and, you know, they just had an energy to them, and that's why they were the Beatles, you know?
The Beatles, we used to call them. Yeah, well, I don't know why we did that, but we call them the Beatles because nobody could say it or saying our name wrong. All right, let me read this real quick. A big storm system will continue to impact much of the eastern United States in through the weekend. Heavy rain and flooding is possible from the middle Atlantic to parts of New England through Saturday. Numerous coastal hazards are in effect, including a big gale warning for most of the East Coast right now. And coastal flooding, gale warnings, a cold front's going to advance southward across the northern and central plains this weekend with cooler temperatures expected all across the south. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Well, as you mentioned earlier in the program, Captain, Richard the Marine chimed in. That looks like he's doing pretty good. He's not getting rained on right now. They're on the coast of Oregon. And it looks like for the little ghouls and goblins going out on Halloween this weekend, especially in Portland and Seattle, it looks like you're going to not have any rain in the forecast for the trick-or-treating that's going to be going on. So that's some really good news as we've seen some of this high pressure come in and it's beginning to sort of dry out a lot of the areas of California and up into the Northwest, basically. So that is some good news. Fairly quiet map tonight, of course. We're looking at a lake wind advisory up in northern Montana, up on U.S. Highway 2, Glasgow. So be aware of that. Also, high wind warnings. And this is going to be a little bit north of Cheyenne as you go up I-25 and then across I-80 west of Laramie as you head towards Hanna. You're going to have a high wind warning as well, so be aware of that. And along the California coast tonight, Captain, we've got a dense fog advisory, and that's going to stretch all the way from San Diego up towards, it's going to be a little bit north of San Luis Obispo. If you're heading up Interstate 101, Highway 101, I should say. And then you're going to have this in the Los Angeles area as well. And I can attest to that. I was in the aforementioned Seal Beach area earlier, and it was foggy.
Well, east and north of Minneapolis, St. Paul, and good morning, George, to you up there. We've got fog up to Duluth and down into the northwestern part of Wisconsin. Also up above Green Bay, there's some fog up in that area of the country. Taking a look now at what's going on in Nebraska. The southern central part of Nebraska has a frost warning tonight, not watch, warning, a freeze warning in the northwestern corner of Missouri tonight, as well as the northern part of Kansas. The rest of the state of Kansas is under a frost warning. And then down through the central part of Oklahoma, up and down I-35 all the way to Texas, you got yourself a frost warning there as well through most of the state. Now, moving over to the east, we need to go all the way to upstate New York, where from Rochester south down to the Pennsylvania line, we've got some flood watches and flood warnings with some rain that's happened there over the past several days. All along the eastern coast right now, from Maine all the way down to, let me see here, New Jersey, down to Cape May, New Jersey, you've got a gale warning all the way along the coastline. There is rain up there in central Maine right now for about a 100-mile stretch of the highway, which includes Portland, and then all the way down to rain on and off all the way down to the southern part of Jersey. We've got some fog mixed into the thing here along 95, it looks like, in Maryland, possibly Delaware too. And then moving on down, further on down the line, on the ocean side of Florida, from about West Palm Beach, a gale advisory down there, down into the Keys, back up around the Gulf. We're going to have winds here in my area today, 40 to 45 miles an hour on and off before it subsides. And that gale advisory goes all the way along the Gulf Coast, all the way over to Houston, Texas, and down to Galveston. So that's what we're looking at for weather right now.
Yes, that's exactly right. And as we move into November, it's almost here. We're going to see, I think, some more weather-related things happening, of course, as we get more storms coming through.
Yeah, and we have Jeff in Sarasota chiming in here. By the way, Cheryl, I see your email. I'm going to address it after the top of the hour news because I'm glad you're pointing that out to me. I'm getting those same calls, but you got to ignore them. And let's see. John Lennon changed the spelling of the word beetle to beetle, B-E-A-T-L-E. The wrongful pronunciation was done purposely. I used to call them beetless for the same reasons.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, and it made them kind of unique and so forth, and it was a play on words, and yeah, John Lennon did that.
Well, they were the original group that came over from Canada, or I'm sorry, came over from Britain, and actually played the, let's see, they had the soup bowl look, remember? Like they put a bowl in their head and cut their hair. That's what it looked like.
That's right, exactly. Yeah, and they came over. The Beatlemania was starting up, and they came to the Ed Sullivan Show, and everywhere they went, and they would play these live shows, and the screaming was so loud, and they eventually stopped doing that.
The jig is up, because when we come back, in the next hour, do the next Truckers Highway by report, I have another Beatles classic song. That's you're going to love, especially the people that grew up on the Beatles and whatnot, because this is the kind of music that I haven't heard in quite a while, and I found this collection. It's an archive, and I found this collection. I said, boy, there's a couple songs in there I could play tonight.
Well, sure. Yeah. They've got the great ones to play.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is, in taking a look at the weather, there is another system. Looks like about Tuesday of next week is going to come ashore in Oregon and the northern part of California again, so people need to be aware of that.
Well, that's exactly right. Yeah, they've got some rain in the forecast for beginning early next week. Exactly right.
All right, Pilot and Flying J, tell us about it.
All right, folks, Pilot and Flying J, go to pilotflyingj.com. You can use the locations feature to find the one nearest you so you can plan your trip accordingly. And, of course, when you go there, don't forget to join the Drivers Club, everybody, because you're going to be able to earn points on all the different things that you buy at the Pilot and Flying J's, including fuel and supplies, and you can build those points up to use them on other things, everything essentially except for fuel. But you also want to download the My Rewards Plus app as well so you can track your points and get other offers and save even more money. And, folks, the people at Pilot Flying J, they also care about the veterans. And until from now till November 15th, they're teaming up with the Call of Duty Endowment. They want to give back to veterans so you can donate your change when you buy something or any amount you wish to help vets get a job.
You betcha. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. And a big shout-out to everybody up there in Lexington, Kentucky tonight and that area of Kentucky. We appreciate you very much. And thanks so much for being so solidly behind the program. We sure do appreciate that, and we don't misuse the privilege either. All right, we'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.